This is N2YQ. This is N2OYQ, net control for the Black Revised Service Net. My name here is Dan. This net is heard every evening at 9 p.m. on Boomgram Trucker Repeater 146.655 MHz. The repeater location is 2.5 miles southwest of Boomgram Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has party all times. They can break in any time. Is there any emergency traffic out there at this time? The next Boomville M2Club monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, April 21st at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Platt Northern Arts Community Center, 106 Color Street, Boomville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boomvillearc.com. Do we have any EchoLink stations or like to check in at this time? Please call now. Are there any portables, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Please call now. This is N2OYQ. We'll take call members and guests. Please call now.
N2PFM, good evening, Dan.
KD2AIT.
Okay, I guess we got a few here this evening. Hold on just a minute. Okay. We got N2PFN, George, KD2AIT, Jeff, and WA2U, John. We'll go back to the top of the list to George, N2PFN. Good evening.
Everybody else on the net, first thing is the call sign is November 2 Papa Foxtrot Mike, not November 2 Papa Foxtrot November. It's N2PFM is the call sign. And secondly, we got a temperature of 36 degrees and rain. Temperature range today was 28 to 42. Virtually no sunshine today. And solar power, maybe got another day's worth, and that'll be going out. I'm going to tell you, I think the first thing you better do, Dan, is to put an SWR meter in that line and see what's going on with that antenna. As I can tell you for a fact from where I am, and I'm farther from the repeater than you are, I can, inside the house, and it's a that wall around the outside, with 1 watt, I can bring up the Boonville repeater. So I'm sure you must probably got a severe SWR problem since it's affecting both your transmit and receive. Well, unfortunately, there is something wrong with your radio where it's the signals are not getting in there for either transmit or receive. But I would definitely check that first. With that, we'll say God bless and 73 is N2PFM clear.
Okay, George, yeah, I already checked that. See, the thing, I'm on the same side of the hill as the Boomville repeater. You're across the hill, you got a good shot into the repeater. I'm on the same hill as the same side as the repeater is, and I got hills to go over to get to the Boomville repeater, so that's my major problem here, because I have problems over the hill to west of me. So it just the conditions are bad tonight for me. Some nights I get in the boom repair with no problem. So the SR meter is good. So that's the only thing I can say is the conditions, and like I said, I'm on the same hill as the repeater is, so it's hard for me to get up there sometimes. So thanks for the information, OSP, George, and also the call letter. I knew that. I knew better than that, too. So, okay, very good, George. Thanks a lot for checking this in. We'll talk to you later. Okay, we'll go on to KD2AIT. Good evening, Jeff, and how is everything with you this evening?
Good evening. This is KD2AIT. Everything's doing pretty good here. No complaints. We had pretty much work all day. See, it's raining out there. It's a good thing. And I'm melting the snow. And hopefully it'll stay rain all night. And, no more snow. So I guess we're supposed to get a little bit tomorrow. And then the weekend's supposed to be, tomorrow and Friday we're supposed to get some rain. But the weekend's supposed to be sunny. So we'll see what happens. Anyway, that's about it. Good luck with the rest of the net there. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Claire.
Okay, very good, Jeff, on your report there this evening. Yeah, we got, 33 degrees here, and last time I was out there, it was raining a little bit, and last time I checked the rain gauge, it was 0.40 in the rain gauge, so we'll see what happens. It's right on the borderline, could do anything, snow or rain, but hope it stays all the rain, so. Very good, Jeff. Thanks a lot for checking in this evening. We'll talk to you later. This is N2OIQ. Now go on to WA2U, John. Good evening, John. How are you doing this evening? Okay, very good. I couldn't copy hardly any of that, John. Very distorted. A lot of noise in the background, so I could hardly hear anything that you said, so sorry about that. And so anyways. Do we have any other check-ins for the net this evening? Please call N2OIQ.
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin, James. Hey, good evening. I'm down here in Oneonta, New York, and we've got a little rumble of thunder. It's currently 36 degrees and light rain.
Okay, good evening, Kevin. KD2PPM, this is N2YQ. Go ahead. And, well, we just got rain up here, but we don't need no thunder, but go ahead.
Yeah, I'm checking in again via Echolink, but like I say, I'm down here in Oneonta. My name is Kevin James, and my call sign is KD2FPM. That's Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike, and hoping for some nice weather. I've been hearing that in the wings here for the weekend. My good friend Jeff Matthews, used to be the weatherman at WTR and Fox 33, has been pointing out we will hopefully finally get some nice weather. This is KD2FPM. I will be monitoring.
Yeah, very good, Kevin. Thanks a lot for checking in down Oneonta there this evening. And yeah, so you get with, like I said, we got rain up here at the present time, and the temperature's right out of the borderline, 33 degrees. So, and like the lightning, we don't need no lightning up here, but if we get it, we get it. But then I guess they haven't gotten a forecast. Possibly it could happen. So. Okay, very good, Kevin. Thanks a lot for checking in this evening. And I got your call sign straight around, KD2FPM. So, very good. Have a good evening. This is N2OIQ, Net Control for the Black River Ice Service Net. Looking for any further check-ins for the net. Please call now. Yeah, that state just tried in there. It's very, very noisy. I'm sorry. I can't pick too much out of that. So, any other stations wishing to check in, please call now. Or try with more power, one or the other.
That was KE2ZNZ, Jack. Or, Dan. That was Jack there, KE2ZNZ. Looks, it sounds like the repeater's having issues, because not only was were you having signal problems, but so was Dave there, WA2U and Jack, and they don't usually have really any big issues, so might be something going on with the tower up there. KD2AIT, back to net.
Okay, very good, Jeff, very good. Yeah, I know John normally comes in really clear. And like Jack also, and you know, I couldn't pull either one of them out of there very well. So maybe the rain or something's got some effect on it. But anyways, yeah, because like I say, on mine, on the radio here in the house, I was only getting boom repeater by half what I normally get it. And it has been working pretty good. I know one other day though, when I first hooked this back up and stuff, I was having problems, but I think it was just conditions or something. So, okay, very good, Jeff. Thanks a lot. Three other check-ins for the net. Please call now.
Good evening, Dan, and 5AOW.
Okay, N5AOW. Good evening, Bob, and how's everything with you this evening?
Good, Dan. Had a good day. You know, I got a few things taken care of that I wanted to. Pretty much stayed inside. Went out for a little bit this morning, and not bad. It wasn't a bad day. Just afternoon, you know, it turned to snow and sleet up here for a little bit, but that tamed down, the sun came out for a little bit. And this evening, I guess for maybe a good half an hour, 45 minutes, we had sleet come down, covered everything pretty well. But other than that, temperature wasn't all that great. I think it stayed somewhere about 30, 32 degrees maybe. But I looked at the forecast, and I think next week is going to surprise us all. Towards the end of the week is supposed to be, I think, around 50 or close to it, and in the 60s next week. So that really is encouraging. I know Jeff's going to like that a whole lot. So anyway, I'll return it back to you, Dan. You have a good evening, and everyone else on frequency this evening. This is N5AOW.
Okay, very good, Bob. Very good on your report there this evening. Yeah, I know the forecast is going, is looking better as time goes on here. Thank God. We need a break. And yeah, I see that. So, but the thing with the night, with the warmer temperatures coming, the night temperatures, it's going to ruin the cigarette part of it. But the maple syrup. But anyway, I know my son. He's all boned tonight. Because the last couple of days, not so much today, but yesterday and the day before, it run like crazy. And so he had, he just got a small operation, so it takes him a lot longer to boil it out. But yesterday morning, he had 500 gallons of sap to boil out. So he boiled out about 300 of it last night, or yesterday, and then he started up this afternoon about 1 or 2 o'clock, and he'd probably go into about midnight or later to get rid of it all he's got, and maybe he can collect tomorrow and see how much he's got. But it's nice to have the warmer weather, though. It's been a long winter and a cold winter. So very good, Bob. Thanks a lot for checking in this evening. We'll talk to you later. This is N2OIQ, Net Control, looking for any further check-ins or any comments or queries for the net. Please call now. Okay, very good, John. That was a lot better. I could hear you that time. I could hear you that time. So, very good. Go ahead if you got any more comments. Yeah, you're more than welcome.
Well, I hope your son has good luck with that. That sounds like that's an incredible project. It sounds like a lot of work for what you get out of it, but I hope it all works out. Okay, I just wanted to make note here. I know Ken likes to do that on Friday, so I guess I'll just put the radio about 50 watts. Don't have to worry about it. But thanks for doing it that time. But Dan, I'll get out of the way here. And if Jack's listening, he might want to make note for Octane. If he comes up here and tries to, we'll call him. I'll try to listen by here. WAQ, thanks, Dan.
Okay, very good, John. Thanks a lot for checking in the second time, and he was doing a lot better, for sure. So, okay, very good. Very good. Any other check-ins or any other comments or queries for the net, please call now. Okay, I guess that's it for this evening. I want to thank all the stations that did check in this evening. We had a really nice net here. We had actually had 6 check-ins for the net, so very good. And so everyone, have a good night with the left event, and we'll talk to you all later. This is N2OYQ, now closing the Black Revised Service Net, and return the repeater to other amateurs. 73's a good evening to all. N2OYQ clear. Thank you.
Houston. This is WA2UK27. That is listing and unable to activate the repeater. Just wishing to check in, talk that with or without traffic, your call sign.
This is NTWBX. Good evening.
Clear. Thanks, Dennis.